Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Bethany's Worship Service. It is my joy and my honor to be with you today as I welcome not only you, but those who are joining us online. I am Pastor Brenda, and just want to say that we, the pastoral staff, are here to serve you. If there is anything that we can do to make your time with us even more enjoyable, please do not hesitate to let us know. Also, want to let you know that we are live streaming for those who are here for the first time. And so, while we are in this particular mode, I'm speaking, we will not have to be concerned with masks. But when it is time for us to join together in song, we ask that everyone please put on your mask during that time. And that's for our unmasked section as well as our masked section. Also, we just want to say thank you for your continuous support, for all the ways that you continue to bless Bethany, that we can continue to be a blessing to the world. Last but not least, we want to thank our mission committee, who continues to be a blessing and blessing others throughout the world, as well as those who continue to be a part of our worship experience. Amen. Let's begin with a word of prayer, and then we'll stand and join in praise. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to gather as your sons and daughters to worship you in spirit and in truth. Now, God, have your way in this service, Lord, for you receive the honor. You receive the glory. You are worthy of all our praise. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, please join me as you are able to stand to your feet, don your mask, and let's sing.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. Come on. Darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah in the middle of the mystery. I raise a hallelujah. Fear, you lost your hold on me.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is a melody.
We will have our children's prayer this morning.
God, we could spend all morning thanking you for what you've done for us and all you've given. And still, we wouldn't cover it all. You are amazing, awesome, too wonderful for words, and we are grateful to be included in your name.
How many of you know where you were, what you were doing 1 year, 5 months, and approximately 6 days ago? 1 year, 5 months, and approximately 6 days ago. I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me, agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is His will that supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. Please pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you, I need you to survive.
It is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
How many of you need each other to survive today? That's right. You can give God a hand praise. We come today to the second Sunday of our new sermon series, Working Our Way Back. Last week, Pastor Andrew preached on the topic From Fear to Celebration. And today I have the honor of sharing with you the topic From Isolation to Connection. But I asked you a question. Do you remember what you were doing 1 year, 5 months, and approximately 6 days ago from today? And many of you joined us at that time in a new sermon series, The Many Faces of Jesus. And we began that series talking about what is the church. We realized during that time that through the words of none other than the hymn writer Donald S. March, that the church was not a building or steeple, but a church is a people. We also learned from Richard Avery that the church, if we look at the Greek word ecclesia, is an assembly, the assembly of the community of faith. Those who come together, regardless of what style of worship we like, regardless of our culture, regardless of the different experiences we have had, we come together as one family to worship the true God. We come understanding that we are all created in God's image and that we are all heirs of Abraham. That we all receive gifts from God to be able to be a blessing to others as God continues to be a blessing to us. We realize that the church is you and I, the people, those whom God has given gifts and talents to be able to bless others. As our praise band comes, our choir comes, our bell choir comes, using their gifts and talents to bless other people. I thought it so interesting that that particular sermon series was the last full sermon series of 2020. Before we slid into what is now COVID-19. Coming together, realizing that we could embrace each other, that we could love each other for who we are, but more so for whose we are. Realizing the importance of a hug, because doctors told us during that time we needed 8 hugs a day to be healthy. And we were slammed into a season in a period where we had to refrain from embracing, if you will, as it says in Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter. We were thrown into a period of isolation, not being able to be connected to those who were such an integral part of our life, but also our faith community. Some of us were placed into even greater seasons of isolation because of job relocations, because of illness, because of floods and fires, because of hurricanes, because of incarceration or injustice, war, and yes, none other than COVID-19. It is during this time that so many people experience the sense of loneliness like never before. They felt detached from all that was considered normal in their lives, wondering whether or not life would ever be the same again. These events are real. These events shook us to our very core. For those whom we had become accustomed to calling on the telephone and saying, hey, I need you, and they come right over, was not the case. Parents who had children in a regular school, be it elementary, middle school, and high school, not to mention those who had students who were attending colleges in other states, realized that life had truly changed for them. We were reminded not only back on February the 2nd, 2020, but we are still reminded today, according to the words in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 27th verse. The body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body in Christ Jesus. We, the body of Christ, found ourselves operating as a faith community in a place that was unfamiliar to many of us. Church by Zoom. Choir practice by Zoom. Meetings by Zoom. Oh yeah, we were allowed some time to connect with family and friends by Zoom. But our life changed. We were separated from what had become familiar, and yet we are still reminded that we are connected, as stated in Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit. And just as you have been called to the glorious hope and for the future, there is still one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through us all. That Christ is still the head of the church, and we are the body, and God has made it that it fits neatly and neatly together. We had been able to continue to bless one another even when we were separated and thrown into periods of isolation. Times wondering, will life ever get back to normal? And yet, I believe that it is a time for us as brothers and sisters in Christ, as the body of Christ, to remember that the main thing is still the main thing. And that is, we are to love one another. Regardless of what may or may not have happened, it's still important for us to remember that main thing. And just like we didn't always agree before February or March of 2020, we're not still all going to agree, but we're still called to love one another. We're called to understand that as we are making our way back, that not everyone's journey is going to be the same. Not everyone's experiences during COVID are going to be the same. And so it will take a little more love, a little more patience, for us to reconnect together in person as the body of Christ. But there are three things that stick out in my mind when we talk about making our way back. Usually, when we return to a particular place, very often it is a place of familiarity, a place where we were comfortable, a place where we felt welcome, a place where we knew one another, a place where we were a part of the environment, part sometimes of making things happen, and sometimes making sure certain things don't happen. Amen? We were comfortable. We knew the rigors. We knew the ups and downs. We could pretty much walk through our houses, and some could walk through this church without any lights on. Familiarity. And then we found ourselves in a position where we had more people in the house than we were used to having. We were used to being able to turn on the television set and look at what we wanted to look at for as long as we wanted to look at it, and look at it in peace and not have anybody calling our name. Places of familiarity, places that taught us some lessons that we did not think would happen during this lifetime. What it would be like to have our children home with us 24/7. Yeah, Lord. Some of us being home 24/7 to those precious folks that we said I do to. Yeah, Lord. Places that were very familiar soon became unfamiliar because we then had to learn all over how to maneuver and get along. And yet, we're starting to go back to those times and those places. It's something important about coming back to what is familiar. The same is true in what is familiar and coming back into this house of worship and gathering with one another, singing the songs of praise, hearing the word of God, and receiving the blessings of God. There's something familiar about coming back to this place. The other thing is that when we go back, it's usually because it has a place of significance in our life cycle. Some people, couples, go back to the place where they were engaged. When that special moment took place and the proposal had come and they had all of the memories, the heart palpitations and the tears welling up in their eyes and the joy of knowing that they would be joined with this particular person for the rest of their lives. There are those who go back to our old high schools and meet up with folks that we graduated with 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. To be around those individuals who were a significant part of our life cycle during that time and reminded us of what all we had been able to accomplish by the grace of God. The third point in being able to go back is that it is also a place of possibilities, of realizing what all God not only had done in our lives, but what God could do. For if we remember when the Israelites were exiled into captivity by the Babylonians, they were in a foreign land for 70 years. They were told to build houses. They were told to plant gardens. They were told to marry. And yet, when the opportunity presented itself for them to go back to where they were, back to home, back to the place that they were familiar with, they were able to then go back to worshiping their God, doing the things that meant so much to them, being able to understand that they were now reunited to that which had begun their life cycle. Where they first met the Lord, they realized the loved ones that may have been left behind or some that were able to go back before them, they were able to be reunited and to begin once again. New possibilities. Understanding that as we make our journey back to Bethany United Methodist Church, there are great possibilities here for you and I. Possibilities of sharing what God has done in your life, what God has placed on your heart to be able to do in this season, that the word of God can go further than it's ever gone before. Realizing that that time of isolation and separation now gives us a sense of appreciation and what it means, as it says in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12, if we can get those words up. For it tells us that two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm, but how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. These words remind us that we are now able to come back and to unite with each other, that there is strength in being together and doing the work of God. And it does not say that we're not going to run into challenges, but it's harder to defeat two together on the same page of one accord when you're proclaiming the goodness and the majesty of God. I believe when we look at that three braided cord, it is you and I, but the third cord is God Almighty. And when God is on your side, he can make the way back easy. When God is on your side, he can help you to see once again the love that not only is needed, but the love that God continues to pour out on us each and every day. When we are bound together in God of isolation and separation, I ask that you continue to love one another, to stand with one another. For you see, some of us during that time of isolation went through seasons of great loss, seasons of great hurt, seasons of suffering. And so it may take us a little bit longer, but we ask for your love. We ask for your grace. So whether we come with mask or without mask, we're still a part of God's body. We still need each other to survive. And it's still God's will to meet our needs. We just ask that you love like never before. For those who are ready for a hug, hug them. If they're not quite ready, it's okay. Let them know you love them anyway. And as we make our way back, we will be back stronger than we were before, because we never stopped loving. Amen and amen. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for the reminders in your word that we may be many, but we still make up one body, which is your church. That we are called to love each other as we make our way back to this familiar place, that we not forget, God, that your son Jesus is the head of the church. And so we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we magnify your holy name, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please stand as you're able, don your mask as we sing our closing selection.
Make his face shine upon you.
Amen. As we prepare to leave this place, but never from God's Spirit, just want to remind you that offering boxes are in the back of the sanctuary. For those of you who are online, you can go either to our website or through the Church Center app to be a blessing to this ministry. And now let us prepare our hearts for our dismissal. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, who is able to present you faultless before the throne of grace, who continues to pour out blessings upon you, may you continue to stand in that place, the place of the throne of God, where there is honor, where there is glory, where there is majesty, power, and love, all because of Jesus dying for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.